This Tech Check briefing is sponsored by Comcast Business, powering possibilities.
I'm Christina Partsinevelis, and this is your CNBC Tech Check briefing. EV makers are feeling the bite today after a major pair of names reported a drop in quarterly vehicle deliveries. Tesla reported 336,000 vehicle deliveries in the first quarter, which is a 13% drop from a year ago. The deliveries and production report from Tesla lands just 2 days after Tesla's stock wrapped up its worst quarter since 2022. Rivian also reporting a 36% decline in first quarter deliveries as demand issues continue to persist for that company. Coinbase CEO Brian Armstrong says stablecoins should be able to help pay interest to consumers and that banks and crypto companies should be able to do the same. Language in the current proposed stablecoin legislation, both the House's Stable Act and the Senate's Genius Act, specifies stablecoin issuers may not pay interest to issuers. Armstrong says he supports the legislation but takes issue with the provision that prevents interest on these particular stablecoins. And new details are now available on the highly anticipated Nintendo Switch 2. The new console will hit stores on June 5th for a price of $449.99. The new device is a bigger and faster version of the Nintendo Switch, which has sold 150 million units since it was released back in 2017. That's all from the NASDAQ. We'll see you back here tomorrow.
This Tech Check briefing is sponsored by Comcast Business. With leading networking and connectivity, advanced cybersecurity, and expert partnership, Comcast Business helps turn today's enterprises into engines of modern business. Powering the engine of modern business. Powering possibilities.